Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Anna Graceman. Welcome back to the show, Anna.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on.
I'm excited to speak with you today. We have some catching up to do. But first, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners for those who don't know who you are?
Yeah, definitely. So my name's Anna. I'm originally from Juno, but right now I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm a singer-songwriter and artist.
You were actually on the show, I looked it up, about a year and a half ago, April 2019, for Folk Fest, and Andy Klein interviewed you ahead of your performance. I believe you headlined one of the dance nights. Does that feel like a world away or what?
Yeah, definitely. I have been missing Juno a lot. I was hoping to come up there this year, but obviously that got a little derailed, so hopefully I'll be up there soon.
Right. How was that night at Folk Fest? Did you have a good time?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun, and it was wonderful to see familiar faces and new faces, and it was great to perform and be in my hometown, and it was like very special because I was there with my siblings, and we hadn't played Folk Fest all together before.
And did you play, were your siblings with you at your set?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's nice to think back on those good times and the ones that lay ahead. Now, at that point, you were working as a songwriter in Nashville, and it sounds like your career has only gone up since then. There's a lot of big stuff I want to talk to you about today, including your most recent television appearance on an NBC show called Songland. But just a couple of days before that happened, you released a new solo album, your first in several years, I believe. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it was really exciting because I hadn't released an album in a while, but actually 12 of the 14 songs had been previously released. I had challenged myself in 2019 to release a song and a video every month for that year. And so the album was kind of a way to wrap it all up. And each song tells a story. And, you know, I released 12 of those songs, but I wanted to add something extra and new. And so I ended up adding two songs called Slip and Night Follows.
I wanted to play or at least share a little bit of Sunny Point Drive with our audience, one of the singles off the album, because yeah, we just need a little brightening up. So we'll be right back with Anna Graceman. You're listening to Juno Afternoon.
Don't want to think, just want to dive, flow with the breeze, and go chasing blue skies up in the clouds, down for the ride, twist and a shout, get me the good times, I just keep running down to someone in road, if I'm with you then I don't care where it goes, don't want to think, just want to vibe, all that I need is you and I.
That was Sunny Point Drive off the new album, The Way Night Behaves, by Juno-born musician Anna Graceman. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My guest is Anna Graceman herself. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that song, Sunny Point Drive?
Yeah, it's special. Yeah, the people that are in Juno who are familiar with Sunny Point, you know, I grew up in that area, and I always loved that I grew up around Sunny Point because, you know, Juno, there's quite a bit of rain. So I loved being able to share that part of Juno with my childhood. And it was definitely an inspiration for me writing it, thinking about my childhood in Juno and those rare sunny days that just, you know, made living in Juno worth it through all the rain. And it's absolutely gorgeous there. And I love celebrating those times in Juno of being young. And so that was definitely inspiration behind the song. So, yeah.
I love that it's a little bit of an inside joke for those who, for the local fans who know who you are,
yeah,
and know where you come from. All right.
Yeah.
So now I am so excited to talk about your appearance on the NBC show Songland. So for starters, would you tell us a little about the show for those who have never seen it before?
Yeah, the show is really unique because its main focus is on songwriting and songwriters. So everybody who appears on the show as a contestant, their focus is songwriting. And you go on and you pitch a song to whoever is the focus artist of that episode. So every episode you have a different artist that you're pitching to. And there are three mentors, Shane McAnally, Esther Dean, and Ryan Tedder. And they're three amazing songwriters that I've looked up to for a very long time. So basically each contestant goes on, pitches an original song to the artist, and they perform in front of them and the three mentors. And then basically the artist ends up picking one of four songs, and that's basically it.
Okay, we have a short clip of the episode that you appeared in that I would really like to share now. It'll give folks a good idea of what being on the show is like.
Awesome.
The voices talk, but I don't listen. Keep them locked up in my head, 'cause everything they've ever said is just a lie. And I might fall, but I won't settle. I won't revel in the hurt. Yeah, I've been baptized by the dirt. I testify. Oh, under the skin you see, under the bittersweet, I've got a heart that won't break. It's in the blood I bleed. It's in the fire.
That melody's great.
That melody is incredible.
You would sound amazing singing it.
When that hook came in, I felt like if I was in the Olympics, it would push me to go faster, go stronger, like believe in myself. Amazing job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
So that is a little taste of what the show is like. And it's just a little clip, but from what I understand and from what I've seen from the rest of the episode, you perform the song, they give you some notes, you rework it, you perform it again. And that sounds like it was the sort of the reworked version of Bones.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, the original song that I brought in was called Gold. And I sang in front of them that song, and we ended up working to adjust things to fit BB's artistry more, and it turned into Bones.
Yeah, BB is BB Rexha. She is the one who you were basically pitching your song to. So I did watch a clip of you performing the song Gold, and the panel, as you kind of hear, they have their initial reactions and their suggestions and their creative touches and all that they wanted to add. And they kind of do that after you perform, but while you're kind of still standing up in front of them. And anyway, the banter felt very off the cuff, but did you work with them a lot behind the scenes, like before shooting that?
Not before shooting the Gold performance, but after Gold, if your song gets picked to be one of three songs, because they narrow it down from four to three, you get paired off with one of the mentors. And so I had the chance to pair off with Shane McAnally, who is a Nashville-based songwriter, and he's won a ton of Grammys. It's insane. So he is phenomenal, and it was such an honor to write with him. And so he and I worked behind the scenes and in front of the camera to adjust things to turn it out into Gold, Bones.
Bones. This episode aired in June. I'm guessing it was filmed before the pandemic hit. What was that experience like? When was it filmed, if you don't mind me asking?
It was filmed back in January.
Oh, wow. So well before everything changed. And it was not your first television appearance. You've been on Ellen. You've been on America's Got Talent. Did you feel like you knew what to expect this time?
You know, every show is different, so I actually didn't know what to expect. You know, my experiences on Ellen and America's Got Talent were wonderful, but I was wondering if it was going to be different because it was focused on songwriting, and it really was. It was very much catered to songwriting, and it was very genuine, which I appreciated, and I was around other songwriters that understood what I was doing, and we were able to connect in a way that I hadn't been able to connect on those other shows, so it was really special.
And so probably the most exciting part is that your song actually won. What did that mean to win?
It was a huge shock because the whole opportunity was a whirlwind, and being able to stand in front of BB and, you know, Shane, Esther, Ryan, that was an insane experience on its own, and it was an honor. And then to have it be a winning song was just mind-blowing. Actually, there ended up being two winners on my episode, and they collaborated and combined these two songs together, Bones being one of them. And so it was a crazy episode altogether. And then, you know, the song will be used for a much bigger purpose, which is insane.
Tell us about that. What happens to the song next?
Yeah, so the winning song will be used to promote the 2021 Olympics, and based out of Tokyo, which is, I didn't realize that was something I could put on my like list of goals. but yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about.
That is so big. Congratulations, Anna.
Thank you.
I know it must mean a lot for you and for your career. I don't know too much about the industry, but that just seems like a huge boost. So has much happened for you since then?
You know, ever since the show and connecting with some of those writers, I've definitely been able to grow and get put in the room with people that I never would have thought I would have been able to meet and work with. And it just opens so many doors to have a song cut by Bebe Rexha. You know, it's very monumental for an artist to cut a song of mine like at that caliber. That's a huge accomplishment, and so I'm just very grateful for that.
So I wanted to ask a little bit about Bebe Rexha for our listeners who may not know. I'm not sure how much our audience overlaps with pop singing. What do you know about Bebe Rexha? What can you share about her?
You know, she started off as a young female songwriter like myself, and has since then written huge hits for other artists, such as, you know, Me, Myself, and I. She was a feature on that with G-Eazy. And then she also wrote a song called The Monster that Rihanna and Eminem sang. And so she's a hugely successful songwriter. But then on top of that, she's a very successful artist and has had very popular songs, not only just as her own music, but also placed in movies such as Maleficent. And so she's killing it.
as are you. I wanted to kind of take a step back and ask how you ended up on Songland. Was that something that you had been working towards? Have you been working towards more television appearances in addition to songwriting, or was it just something that kind of fell into your lap?
Yeah, it was honestly by chance. I hadn't thought about being on the show before. You know, I kind of felt like my TV days were over, which was okay with me because I had a wonderful experience on those shows and was enjoying songwriting. A fellow music industry friend of mine was like, why don't you submit a song for Songland? Because that's kind of how it goes, is you submit it in and they see kind of if the song fits into what they're looking for artists. And so actually it was just like, okay, I'll write something and I'll just send it in. And so I actually wrote that song Gold in one day in about 4 hours in my room by myself, sent it in, and was told within like 2 or 3 days that they wanted me to fly out to LA. And wow. That was like completely shocking because I was like, okay, like I literally just wrote this song. It was nothing I'd ever really thought about. And then I was in LA filming for actually a couple weeks because that's how they divide up the time. And yeah, so it was completely unexpected.
Well, I think it worked out really well for you.
Yeah, wow.
So what are some other songwriting successes you've had over the last year or two that you'd like to share?
You know, for me, something that's been really exciting is getting songs of my own placed in TV shows and commercials and promos. And that's something called sync, you know, where you get your song placed in something like that. And so I've had the chance to get a couple of my own songs on my artist project and shows like Station 19, promoting shows like America's Got Talent and Songland. And so that's been really exciting for me to have the chance to not only have my song out there, but my voice out there.
And how is your career going apart from the most recent success with Songland? How is life in Nashville?
Nashville is great. I really enjoy being here. Obviously, I miss Alaska because Juneau is completely different from anywhere else in the world, and I have a huge love for that town. Nashville is unique in that it is Music City, so I'm able to connect with a lot of people that are doing the same things as me, and I'm able to challenge myself by working with songwriters and musicians and amazing talent that I just never would have been able to reach without being in this town. So I really enjoy it here.
Any big plans going forward as we move out of 2020 and into 2021?
Well, I'm always writing, so I'm always pushing to work with artists and continue to write. I'm actually working on a Christmas song for my own artist project right now. That's coming out in November, and it's kind of about the original idea for this Christmas song, because it's an original Christmas song, was inspired by Juno and just the fact that there's Christmas trees everywhere. So that was kind of my inspiration for the song that's going to come out in November.
I always thought that somebody should write a song about Christmas in Juneau and call it Wet Christmas. I'm dreaming of a wet Christmas.
Yes.
AnnaGraceman.com is where you can go to find out all about her, her songs, her plans. As we say goodbye, I did want to play one more of your singles from the album. It's called the album is called The Way Night Behaves, and this next song is called Night Follows. Would you tell us about that?
Yeah, actually, Night Follows was written after I kind of had a traumatic experience. And I tried to write about the experience for about a year, and it was really hard to write about. So it took a lot longer than I was expecting. But, Night Follows is kind of a metaphor for that little bit of darkness that might follow each of us around from whatever we may have experienced in our lives, because there's always ups and downs. And so it means a lot to me. But yeah, it's called Night Follows, and it's on my album, The Way the Night Behaves.
Anna Graceman, thank you so much for speaking with me today. It was a real pleasure, and I will be listening for your song when the Tokyo Olympics kicks off next year. Best of luck to you in all your future endeavors.
Thank you.
You take care. Be safe.
Thank you. You too.
Spin all of these memories causing my head to spin. When I close my eyes, I'm back in that moment again. It comes out of nowhere, and no, there's no telling when. My fears come around to see if I'm still scared of them.